Hello, fellow freaks. I'm Zach, your host of the Ox Podcast, bringing you a daily dose of uncensored wisdom. No bullshit, no topic off limits. If any episode of the Ox has moved you in some small way, please take a few seconds to share this podcast with someone else. The best way to spread love is to share what you love. Now, without further ado, let's plug in. Welcome to Work Your Stories Wednesday, the newest edition of The Ox featuring my good friend and professional story work coach, Dave Robinson. Story work is the process of transforming both our internal and external dialogue through journaling, focused breathing, and productive language. In Dave's words, our reality is shaped by the stories we tell ourselves. You can find Dave at workyourstories.com and at getstrappedstaystrapped on Instagram. Without further ado, strap in for this week's edition of Work Your Stories Wednesday.
What's going on, y'all? Dave Robinson here, and this is Work Your Stories Wednesday on the Ox. That motorcycle you hear in the background, that is my new kitten, Bijou. She is a blue lynx mitted ragdoll. I think I got that right. Might not have, but she's adorable. She's literally the cutest cat that anyone has ever seen. And she's gonna either be purring here or running around doing something else. So I'd rather she be purring here. So that's what you hear. Awesome. You'll be serenaded with this 4-month-old kitten. What I want to talk to you about is the concept of pay it forward. And last week, I mentioned a little bit about how divided we seem to be. And yet, we're in control of how we treat our neighbors. We're in control of how we show up for our family. We're in control of how we respond to various things, various aggressions, various things that may upset us. And I want to read to you a letter written in 1784, by Ben Franklin to Mr. Benjamin Webb. And I'll read this letter first, and then I'll read a little bit of context. Forgive my old English mispronunciations. I'm going to do my best here. Dear Sir, again, this is Benjamin Franklin to Benjamin Webb. Dear Sir, I received yours of the 15th instant in the memorial it enclosed. The account they give of your situation grieves me. I send you herewith a bill for 10 Louis d'ors. I'm assuming that's the equivalent of dollars. I do not pretend to give such a sum. I only lend it to you. When you shall return to your country with a good character, you cannot fail of getting into some business that will in time enable you to pay all of your debts. In that case, when you meet with another honest man in similar distress, you must pay me by lending this sum to him, enjoining him to discharge the debt by a like operation, when he shall be able and shall meet with another opportunity. I hope it may thus go through many hands before it meets with a knave that will stop its progress. This is a trick of mine for doing a deal of good with a little money. I am not rich enough to afford much in good works, and so am obliged to be cunning and make the most of a little. With best wishes for the success of your memorial and your future prosperity, I am, dear sir, your most obedient servant, Benjamin Franklin. April 22nd, 1784. So, I love that last, or one of the last lines. This is a trick of mine for doing a deal of good with a little money. I'm not rich enough to afford much in good works, so I'm obliged to be cunning and make the most of a little. this is the ripple principle. You know, like when we, if we impact somebody positively, that's going to continue on and on and on and on, because ultimately it changes their interaction. It changes potentially how they see themselves or how they show up to the next interaction that they have, right? So this concept of pay it forward, when we talk about change and affecting change, what if we all adopted this concept on a regular basis, on a routine basis? What if this was our norm? What if we started having enough people do this on a regular basis? A lot can change very quickly. And we don't have to have a lot, as Benjamin Franklin said at the end here, we don't have to have a lot to do a great deal of good deeds. So I read you the context. Benjamin Franklin had more strings to his bow than most. As well as being a founding father of the United States of America, Franklin was, in alphabetical order, an activist, author, businessman, diplomat, humorist, inventor, musician, politician, printer, and scientist. He was also, judging by this letter written to Benjamin Webb in 1784, a very early proponent, one of the first in modern times, in fact, of a concept in which debtors are encouraged to repay their loan or favored not to the original lender, but rather to others of like need, along with similar instructions for repayment, thus creating a chain of goodwill that spreads through society. At the time of Franklin's letter, this philosophy was nameless. Now it is widely known as paying it forward. So, I challenge you to pay it forward this coming week in some capacity. Make it a good deed, make it small, and imagine a world where all of your friends, all of your peers, all of your family were doing this on a regular basis. And it can start with you. So pay it forward. Check out at Get Strapped, Stay Strapped on Instagram, and the video version if you want to see this pretty kitty. Have a great rest of your week. We'll talk soon. Chop, chop.